It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
Sweet Jesus, go.
Here's your host.
You dig it the most.
YCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Some good news for you. You've got 1 week. 1 week until the special at Zero Res is over. The special is you call in, you set your appointment up, and you're going to give you a bottle of a free bottle of Empowered Water that can be used on any surface, anywhere. Zero Res, Greenville.com, 558-7300. Three-room special right now. Mention my name. Get a hallway. You're going to love that. Our friends at Zero Res are going to get this free bottle to you. You're going to love it. Zero Res, Greenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. During the break, we did very, very preliminary testing of our verticals. I want to do more of this. I think we should have a combine around here.
We should absolutely have a combine.
I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
We took a very, very informal poll. I can tell you, Sean, by the way, we didn't get his full vertical because he hit his fingers up on the ceiling. And we've got 12-foot ceilings. Now, we do it outside. And Sean's over 20. Sean's like 22. I'm guessing 24. If he had like tennis shoes on or you know some sort of better shoes on and he stretches and all that, I'm saying Sean's about 26-inch vertical.
Yep.
You and I are in that 18 range, 16, 18, but that's like with flip flops and like we're not really
stretching. I'd like to think
it.
If we stretched out
20,
we could get over 20.
I think I could do over 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So football 50 yards, bench press 25.
I don't think
you can
throw football 50 yards.
I've done it. I can do it again. I do it. I used to run under five flat. I don't know if I can run five flat anymore. I'm almost 50. So, my workout I did yesterday, I told Andrew's coming on later to talk about the PGA Championship. On my 50th birthday, I want to be in the best shape of my life. Ben Milstead is like 62. He's in the best shape of his life. He's in unbelievable shape. Doesn't look a day over 50. Doesn't look a day over 60. Man, he's in unbelievable shape. He is, man. He's in great shape.
I'm sure he appreciates that. Kind words.
Wow. Great interview, Mick. I hate to sound like Jim Rome, but epic interview. But now it's nice to hear those things. If you want to get on the air, say something nice rather than telling me I said the wrong word. time now for our Jinx Inc. Realty hunting and fishing report. And speaking of big vertical leaps, our friend Charlie Pellett joins us. Charlie Pellett, how you doing, man?
Great, man. How y'all doing? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, we are fantastic. You're not good vertically. You're good horizontally, and you're good horizontally with a bow. And
well, I've been practicing a little bit.
Have you?
Yes.
All right. Tell me, bow season is, I didn't know this till you let me know, September 15th. So you've got.
That's when it starts. Go ahead.
But here's the deal. You've got two-a-days in football and all these football teams preparing for their season. We do this at deer hunting too, right?
That's exactly right, Mickey. It starts on the 15th in game zone two, which covers most of Greenville, Spartanburg, and so forth, Lawrence and all that. You know, if you're like me, you probably hadn't shot your bow as much as you should have year-round. So I picked mine up last weekend and started shooting. I've got it zeroed in. The first thing you want to do, if you hadn't checked your bow in a while, look at the string, be sure it's good. I've been around in a shoot in a practice range when the bow string broke. It is very dangerous. You should change your bow at least every 3 years. If you hadn't changed it 3 years, I highly suggest it, even if you don't shoot much, because they do tend to rot. My buddy, if he hadn't had to wear glasses, he probably would have lost his eye. So it's something really to check out. If you don't feel comfortable, take to a bow shop, have them look at it. Other than that, it's a pretty safe sport. Dial your start at 20 yards, dial in at that, get that, move out to 30, get your pins ready for 30. And then what I like to do is get a target out at 40, 45, 50 yards, practice at that. When you're in a hunting situation, a deer comes in and it, He's generally in between 25, 30. It makes it easier because you practice that far shot. You just come up his leg, get where you want it, fling the arrow, and go to the processor.
Now, with that said, we talked about it last week. I just want to remind folks again that there is one thing that you have to do this year that we hadn't done before. You got to have a tag, deer tags.
That's right. Even in bow season, and it's kind of strange. You know, you can buy two extra tags and kill a doe most any day. But if you harvest a doe during bow season up to the 15th to, I guess, the October 11th, you have to use a doe tag from when they send you your license. So if you know you're going to be at a Clemson game one of those weekends, use that tag. If you're going to take your wife out, use that tag if you know ahead of time, because they're day specific on those tags. So it's important to, if you got to give up a tag, be sure you're going to do something fun that weekend besides hunt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can still get a buck if you don't use your buck tag. But anyway, that's kind of new rules. So, you know, what you ought to do if you got a hunt club, just get a lawyer in there and give him a free thing so he can check all these rules for you. And that way you're good to go.
I like it. Hey, it's not a great time for fishing, but it's a good time to take kids out for fishing. Where do we need to go? What's a good place to take the kids out and learn more about this?
Well, I'm heading up the mountains this weekend myself, so I got thinking about it. And if I was going to try to get out and enjoy the great upstate of South Carolina, I'd go to Chattooga River, Burroughs Ford. They got picnic tables there. You got Chattooga River running right there. It's drop-dead gorgeous. They stock trout right there. You're liable to catch one. It's a little hot for them. You want to try it early in the morning, late in the afternoon. But, you know, just get up there and get that cool water running between your toes. It'll just make your family a lot happier. Get out of this hot weather, and it's drop-dead beautiful up there. I mean, we got the greatest state in the Southeast, probably all the United States. So get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, Burroughs Ford is a place to do that. All right, as far as paying for this, you got to pay for it somehow because you're going to sell some great properties. And I was on the website again last night and saw just the website keeps getting better and the properties keep getting better. I know the only place to go is Jinx Inc. Realty.
Well, we work really hard, and you know we're running out of listings. So if you need to sell your property, it's a great time. If we get it and it's priced right, it hardly ever makes it to the internet. I mean, it's gone. I mean, we're really busy, but you can reach us at 864-631-2770, or just go to our website, look at our beautiful property at www.jirland.com. You know, give us a call. We'd be happy to show you anything. If you just want to know the value of property, we'll come out and give you honest our appraisal of what we think that property is worth. So, you know, just we'll work with you any way we can. We can put in food plots for you this fall. So if you're having trouble getting a tract or something like that, give us a call. We can do that too.
I love it, man. Charlie, have a great time in the mountains this weekend, and we'll look forward to visiting soon. Keep working on that vertical leap for us too.
Yeah, well, I promise y'all probably going to win that one, but I'll be right in there.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right.
Thanks.
Burroughs Ford, Burrells. Burroughs Ford is the place to go there, I think he said. The vertical leap outside, I feel solid about 20, right?
Yeah, no, I feel fine about it.
People are doubting the 50-yard football toss.
We had somebody call in saying you've made some outrageous claims over the years, such as the 4.640 you claimed to be able to run at one point in time.
At one point in time, 4.6 was like the average for me.
I don't believe that. 4.6?
Yeah.
You were running a 4.640.
Yeah.
This is before you got into good shape.
High school, 4.58s. 4.57, 4.56.
And you're slinging a ball 50 yards.
Yep, 50-yard football toss, yep. 50 yards is not that far.
50 feet. That's half the football field.
It's not that hard.
There is no chance you throw that ball 50 yards.
You've seen my gun in the parking lot.
Sure.
It's unleashed a cannon. I have to carry on a concealed weapon.
You might be able to permit to throw it and bounce it. I maybe a rolls for
no,
you.
No, in the air, 50 yards.
Really?
Yep.
What you're putting up 225? Is that what you're telling me?
Weight room? Most I've ever done is 295.
So 225 is what you're
right now.
Out.
Did I get to train for a little bit? Like, give me 6 weeks to kind of train for it?
Sure.
Yeah, I do 225. Yeah.
You're repping it?
Yep.
How much?
Oh, I don't know. I at least get it up there.
Okay.
Put 245s on, and yeah, I'm up. Yep. Anything else you're doubting here?
Pretty much every bit of your athletic.
I don't know. I don't want to tear my hamstrings. So I'm not going to say sub 5 flat 40 anymore, but that's because I'm getting that age now. I don't need to be running 40-yard dashes.
I don't need to be running them at all.
Right.
What do linemen need to run 40s for?
No, just, you know, to kind of prove to yourself. Working out with Andrew yesterday, he goes, man, you know the thing you got the mind. And then my wife told me yesterday, she said, it's your confidence that's the most impressive thing about you. Then I said calves, but there we are then. I have another poll out.
Do you?
Yes. It is ESPN's power ranking poll. So this one is not the coach's poll we gave out. This is ESPN's power poll that we're going to give out. You know what I want to do here? I want to do compare the coach's poll to the power poll. Can we do that in this segment?
I would love to.
I'd love to do that, too. We'd love to hear your tweets, top-of-the-hour tweets. Hey, check. Will you check top-of-the-hour tweets for us right now? Because I'm doing this other stuff right here. I'd love to get top-of-the-hour tweets in case we had any. One tweet that we're going to get to in the next segment, our friend Andrew Finley, who works on the PGA Tour with the Titleist TPI guys, he'll be at the PGA Championship next week. We'll get with him on one of the questions is, hey, I'm going to Quail for the first time. What do I need to do? Where do I need to go? So we'll get to that.
You're going up, correct?
I am going up to Charlotte next week. I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait for that.
That's exciting stuff.
All right, I've got the ESPN Power Poll and I've got the coaches poll up. What did I ask you to check over there for me?
Tweets, but there's nothing.
Okay, good. Nothing there. All right, here we go. They have on the ESPN Power Poll. I gave you the coaches poll earlier, but here's the ESPN Power Poll. They have West Virginia 25th. The coaches poll have them 20th. They have Washington State 24. Coaches poll, they're not in top 25. Power poll ESPN TCU 23, TCU not ranked in the coaches poll. Virginia Tech 22 in both. South Florida 21 in both. Texas 20 in the power poll, 23 in the coaches poll. ESPN power poll has Kansas State 19, so does the coaches. So do the coaches. So does the coach poll. Louisville at number 18. In the power poll, ESPN power poll, number 17 in the coaches poll. Georgia 17 in the power poll. Georgia 15 in the coaches. Miami 16 in the power poll. Miami 18 in the coaches. Stanford is 15 according to ESPN. Stanford 14 according to the coaches. Florida 14 on ESPN, 16 in court according to the coaches. Here's one that's kind of interesting. Michigan is 13th in the coaches in the ESPN power poll.
Yep.
The coaches have them 9th. A little too high for me. LSU is 12th in both. Auburn is 11th in ESPN Power Poll. Auburn is 13th in the coaches. Oklahoma State, 10th in the Power Poll from ESPN, 11th in the coaches. Wisconsin, or Sconny. Sconny, 9th in the Power Poll, 10th in the coaches' poll. Washington 8th in the power poll. Washington 7th in the coaches poll.
Ooh.
Oklahoma 7th in the power poll. 8th in the coaches poll. Penn State is 6th in both polls. Clemson is 5th in both polls. Southern Cal is 4th in both polls. The change we have in the top three. In the power poll, Ohio State is 3rd. In the coaches poll, Florida State is 3rd. In the power poll, Florida State is 2nd. In the coaches poll, Ohio State is 2nd. And obviously, Alabama is number 1.
The defending champ, number 1.
No. Clemson's the defending champ.
Oh.
Yeah, Clemson is the defending champ.
Oh, okay.
But that's just a little ESPN power poll for you compared to the coaches poll. I was a little bit surprised that Clemson had the second most first place votes in the ESPN coaches poll or in the USA Today coaches poll with 7 first place votes, Ohio State 5 and Florida State 4. A little surprised by that. Surprise you?
Are we going to talk about Ohio State being at 2?
Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever?
I wouldn't say for no reason.
This is a team that is coming off their first shutout under Urban Meyer. First Urban Meyer shutout ever, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
This is a team who had to get a new offensive coordinator because their quarterback quite literally couldn't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
This is a team that lost a lot to the NFL draft.
Yeah.
is this a team that should be number two in the country, getting 5 first wave votes and have this, all this confidence going into the season?
This is a team that returns 8 starters on offense. Mm-hmm. It returns 7 starters on defense. Mm-hmm. It returns its top 2 rushers. It returns its starting quarterback. It returns a couple of really good offensive linemen. I watched this offensive lineman get the snot beat out of him last year by Clemson. It's hard for me to sit back and tell you how great Isaiah Prince and how great Jamarco Jones and how great Billy Price are, and then watch Clemson just dominate them. Sam Hubbard, Michael Hill, Tyquan Lewis, those guys didn't do anything against Clemson. Tyquan Lewis, how's he the first team All-American? He didn't do anything. I went and watched the game again the other night, didn't do anything. I think they're going to struggle defensively a little bit, but remember this, they recruited really, 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 really well, and outside of that doomsday trip to Indiana, they really don't have anything now. They have Oklahoma at home. The schedule's just so stinking easy. I mean, let's just be honest.
They play in that cupcake of a conference in the Big Ten.
It's not a cupcake conference because there's 4 top 10 teams in the country in
and
the conference.
At the end of the season,
only play 3.
Are they going to be 4 top 10 Big Ten teams?
No, there won't be.
There won't be.
No, there won't be.
Don't try to sell me on that. Don't try to tell me Wisconsin's going to be consistent this year because they won't. Michigan's going to be out of there within 3 weeks of the season, maybe 4. Ohio State, maybe. I'll listen to that argument if I have to. And I don't know what Penn State's going to do.
I'm not sold on Penn State.
Well, are you Everybody, sold on Barkley?
Yes, I'm sold on Barkley. Barkley is a superstar, perhaps one of the top 2 to 3 to 4 best running backs in the country. In that conversation, I put Geis. In that conversation, I put Bo Scarborough, Royce Freeman, but that's it. It doesn't take long to call roll with that. He's a top 5 for sure, top 3 probably, top 2 kind of back. The one that I'm just not sold on, and it's hard for me to think about, is Trace McSorley.
You don't buy into Baker Mayfield Jr.?
He had a good year last year. He had a good finish last year. Let me put it like that. He had a good finish last year. I don't like him personally, so I get jaded in my thoughts of him, but because I think he's a kind of a punk. But 3,600 yards passing, 29 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's a great year. Top 2 receiving targets are gone, so that's going to hurt him a little bit. But if you looked at it, where he started and where he finished, he started out not very good and threw a bunch of picks. Last year, you know, they started 2-2. Lost to Pittsburgh, lost to Michigan. Barely beat Temple. And in that 2-2 start, he threw 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions and really wasn't burning it up. At the end of the year, what he did to Michigan State, what he did to Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, and the Southern Cal game, he was good. He wasn't great. He was good. But, you know, 384 yards and 4 touchdowns in the Big Ten championship game was really, really good. What did he do against the great teams, the great defenses? Against Michigan, 16-27, 121 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Against Ohio State, 8-23. That's right, 8-23, 154 yards, 1 touchdown, no picks. 19 carries for 63 yards. You see, against the great defenses, what Southern Cal didn't have a great defense. Wisconsin wasn't great on defense. Pretty good on the second level. I'm not sure how good they were in the secondary, but he didn't. Those were good games, great games, but against the premier defenses last year, what did he do? Against Michigan and Ohio State, he threw for 121 and 152 yards. He didn't have great games. Second half, he got better. I'm still not buying it. Plus, I don't like the head full of lettuce, and I don't like the cockiness, and I don't like the brashness. I'm just not a McSorley guy. I can't get over my dislike for him personally to really see who he really is. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk the PGA Championship, which is less than a week away, and it's in Charlotte. A lot of you are going. I get some tweets and texts about what to do at Quail Hollow, what's it like, how to do all that. So give me a, you know, when we come back, we'll get with Andrew Finley, who's going to work for Titleist, and Titleist TPI is going to work with some of these tour professionals up there, and we'll tell you, to get you a little guide. Also, folks, we'll tell you why it's important. While all these guys are going into fitness and golf, so we've got a little PGA Tour, PGA Championship preview after a short break. I want to tell you about Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. This is simple to me. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, I need for you to call these guys and give them one shot. That's it. All they want is just one shot at your business. They will earn the rest. You give them a shot, they'll earn the rest. They say, give me the small job, we'll earn the big job. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. We'll take a break, come back. Andrew Finley, short break right after this.
105.5 The Roar is proud to add Brad Sinkov to our lineup, and we're giving you a chance to meet him. Join us Friday, August 4th, broadcasting the Press Box with Brad and Ben at Local Q from noon till 3. Come out for great sports talk with Brad and awesome food from Local Q and special promotions with Wicked Weed Brewery from Asheville. The Press Box with Brad and Ben, live at Local Q, Friday, August 4th, from noon till 3, from 105.5 The Roar. At Spectrum Business, the best business services keep getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-200-6171 to get our new faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features, all for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-200-6171 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get the best value for your business with new faster internet and advanced voice. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're a listener to this station, then we know you love baseball. Instead of waiting to watch the World Series in October, you can watch the Senior League World Series this weekend easily. The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players from all over the world are in town from July 29th to August 5th. Teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa, all coming here. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. That's slbws.org.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca, which will be open in August. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with amazing deals of the day, like dresses for her, 20% off. Men's suits, dress shirts, and ties, 50 to 70% off. Take 30 to 50% off shoes for her. Save on dazzling fine jewelry selections, 60 to 75% off. And designer bedding collections and bath essentials, 60% off. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places, one rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Weiler Show is on the air.
I want everybody to see this.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Been looking forward to this segment. This is our Palmetto Golf Report brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, the great award-winning resort, mainly because there are, well, a bunch of reasons, but there's three award-winning golf courses, the Jones Course, Hills Course, Fazio Course. Take advantage of it. Make that fall trip plans. Heck, sneak down the next couple of weeks. The weather's awesome down in Hilton Head right now, and the golf courses are awesome. Love it out there every single time we go. Had a great trip down there before. Short drive, Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Part of our Palmetto Golf Report now, we go to our Finley Fit Golf, Andrew Finley, Titleist TPI, and this. Really, I thought it was a nice guy till yesterday we worked out, and he crushed me on this workout. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I feel fantastic this morning.
Well,
feel amazing.
Let me tell you, buddy, on the way home, I pulled over in one of his parking lots, and I'm like, this is it. I'm going to go ahead and throw up right now. My wife was calling me. I was like, I got to put the phone down. I'm going to go throw up right quick.
I told you to snag that Gatorade.
It was good, though.
I was trying to help you. Yeah.
It was good. All right, I want to talk about some fitness stuff here in a second. You have been to Quail Hollow on a couple of occasions, I don't know how many times, but there, if you could tell somebody advice, hilly, flat, what kind of shoes, is it fan friendly? Give me some advice for those going to the PGA Championship next week up in Charlotte.
The fan experience is going to be good. I would definitely say tennis shoes. Try to avoid golf shoes if possible. It's going to be extremely hilly and it's going to be extremely long. I was looking at it, what they're going to play it at on Thursday. The average par four is going to play at 502 yards. So they have number one, you need to watch, you need to be on holes one, two, and three. Three par fours, they go 524 yards is the first par four. Then you got 452 and 483. So there's, you know, there's not going to be a ton of birdies, but you're going to get to see some really interesting tee shots and some different strategies. As far as this fanfare, right when you walk on the property, you're going to make a S shape around a cart path. On the right is the driving range. To the left is where they're going to have the merchandise tent. So that'll be a very congested area. Right past that, you'll see two green and the three tee box. So if you've been there before, three used to be on the right side of the cart path. They moved it about 75 yards back, and the players will now be teeing off over the cart path. So it's, the course is going to be an absolute monster.
I think this about the course, and we're going to talk more about it next week and looking at it, hearing reviews of it, but my thought is that in these championships we see now, it's like ball strike me to death. Now, Spieth was different because he's a good putter winning the British Open, but Koepka ball striked them to death, and that's what Sergio Garcia did. You look at it like Rory has won here, Lucas Glover's won here, J.B. Holmes has won here, long, very good ball strikers rather than great putters. Am I right? I'm on the right page here thinking about maybe the potential champion?
Absolutely. And you need to look at what Koepka did at the U.S. Open. He was in just about every fairway. If you're not in the fairway here, you're not going to be able to score because they're going to have the rough really high. You know, it's really, really sticky rough. So not only do you have to be long, you have to be accurate. So when you're kind of looking at the field and thinking who's going to win, you need to look at, you know, who can bomb it, who can keep it in play, and really who's good with mid to long irons. So there's not going to be a lot. There's not going to be anything probably, you know, nine iron or less into most of these par fours unless, you know, DJ or Rory get on one. But yeah, you're going to need somebody that can play from about seven iron up.
I saw yesterday Dustin Johnson hit a 439-yard drive up at Firestone. Man, it's getting out of hand, you guys.
Fade.
Yeah.
Little fade.
Little butter cut off the tee there to kind of get in play.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's like, you know, he had like 80-something yards of roll, but you can't say that because then you just sound like a hater.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was straight downhill and it hit and rolled 80 yards.
You know, well, flying at 350 then. All right. What were your duties to be like as working the event for Titleist TPI stuff?
Yeah, so Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm going to be stationed at Ballantyne Resort, which is where most of the players are going to be staying. They have the Dana Rader Academy is over there, and they have a super nice fitness facility. So I'll be in there early morning before the players kind of head over to the course, just depending on tee times. And then again, after a lot of the practice rounds, doing some post-round work. But then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'll be just a normal patron having a good time. So I kind of get to do the best of both worlds up there.
Do they know, first of all, how many guys have their own just personal trainer they take with them? And then what percentage of the guys do that? What percentage of the guys actually work with you guys in this group?
Yeah, it's most of the, I guess, you know, all the main players and their management groups normally set them up with a trainer. So, you know, like if Kistner, Boo Weekly, a couple other guys are under the same management, well, they're probably going to use the same trainer.
Right.
That's how most of that works. But a lot of the PGA professionals that are playing in it, as far as, you know, they might not be on tour a lot, but, you know, they do that. The qualifying event for them, I'll work with most of those guys. And then whoever is staying at Ballantyne Resort will have access to the Titleist guys there. And I won't know who that is until, you know, I get the email on Sunday. But most of the, you know, a lot of the guys stay on grounds at Quail Hollow. Those people leave and rent out their houses for the week.
Yeah.
And they'll stay there and they'll work out at Quail. And you know, they have all the big guys. Joey D will be up there, I'm sure, and he has about 20 of them. So.
All right. So the way this thing has changed in fitness, it has changed tremendously. These guys are crushing it in the gym, right?
Yes. Yep. And they're all, I mean, you can look at Koepka and Johnson all the way down to Brian Harman, who might be the smallest guy on tour, but he's still in the gym every day, and he still bombs it, and that's why, because he knows – you know, what he needs to work on to get his body in position to increase his club head speed, his core stability. So it's not just the guys that look like they work out. All of them work out now. They all have, you know, they're just as obsessed in the gym as they're on the driving range now, which is way different than it was 10 years ago.
And not like casually going to gym. Like, I used to go to the gym. There's a point in time in life I go to the gym. Like, yeah, I go on a treadmill for a little bit, ride a little bike a little bit, check out, stretch a little bit, and then take it back to the house. We're talking about crushing it. Like just going there and just absolutely killing it.
Yeah, they approach their gym session as they would, you know, an 18-hole round. Is they have, you know, you have a pre-shot routine on the course, you have a pre-gym work, you know, routine. You go in, you're focused on what you're doing. Like you said, it's not just a little bit of cardio, a little bit of stretch, a little bit of core. That's not the standard golf workout anymore. I mean, you're going in, you're getting after it. You're doing explosive plyometric work. You're doing weighted work. You're doing stuff that, you know, a bodybuilder look at and be like, oh man, that's crazy. You know, anybody could do that. They try to do it one time and they fall over. So it's completely different than any other, you know, type of workout. But for golf, it's perfect.
Finley Fit Golf. I've got about 10 more questions for you, but Finley Fit Golf, yep. Find him. Andrew Finley is he's the best in the world. Titleist TBI certified guy that just busts it. All right, give me a little walkthrough. What's too young? Like for somebody, a junior, like at what point age? I've got a great junior golfer. We've got our kids are playing golf. What at what age do they need to start thinking about it, start consulting you and thinking about getting a junior in the gym?
Yeah, 13 and 14. Anything younger than that, the body's still developing. And you don't want to do anything that can stunt that. So 13 to 14 is about the right age. So that's either, you know, probably your eighth grade summer going into freshman year of high school. And that's, you know, before that we can do a lot of body weight, a lot of core, just getting you ready to advance in the gym and progress that way. But definitely wouldn't do anything weighted before the age of 13.
Yeah, you got growth plates, you got all that kind of stuff to think about. All right, how about what's to my seniors? I say what that's a whole different deal, and that's flexibility. That's you know, some other things. You work with some seniors in there too, but what's, I guess, is there any age too old, anybody who couldn't use it despite age or physical limitations?
I mean, as far as that, if you have, like, degenerative disc and you're, you know, everything you can do to get out of bed, it might not be for you. But I'm working up at Sapphire Valley, and most of the age demographic for members up there is 65 to 75. And those guys get in, and they don't do quite the stuff you and I do, but, you know, they still, you know, we can get after it in different ways. It's a lot of resistance bands. It's a lot of, you know, just getting them to where they can play 18 holes and not feel like, you know, they just played four quarters of football afterwards. So their biggest thing is they want to play till they're 90, so I structure the workout towards that, not as far as getting them distance, but as far as letting them play longer.
My wife talks about it. She said, why don't we just go on the videos and just do this kind of stuff? So the reason is because every single workout is different for every single person, because my needs are different than yours. My hamstring was terrible. It was torn. I got to work on that. So that's the beauty of it all. I'm going to give you a huge endorsement here. Since I started working with you, I played in three golf tournaments, 1-2. Playing the best golf of my life. Our good friend Raymond Wooten is playing the best golf of his life, a famous celebrity attorney over there in Greenville that is crushing it right now. We started about the same time. I've never seen him play like this before. The stability in the swing, the core strength that we're working on, man, it really is amazing. And what you guys have done, I can't thank you enough, man. It's really, really cool. It's and I know you take a lot of pride because a lot of your players are playing unbelievable golf right now.
Yeah, I've got a ton of juniors that are killing it this summer in all their tournaments, getting some pretty big offers from some D1 schools. So, and that's kind of what it's all about for me. I mean, I see you guys start to turn on the course, and it just verifies what I'm doing in the gym, and that is, it's going to push me harder to push you harder, which you found out yesterday.
Honestly, I've never in all the workouts I've never thrown up. But boy, on the way home yesterday, man, that was pretty doggone close. Mouth was watering, pulled over, you know, trying to check to make sure there wasn't anybody watching. You're the best, man. Hey, we're going to see you up in Charlotte. Looking forward to that. For someone who wants to be in better shape, better physical condition, better golfer, better core, just overall better quality of life, how do they reach you, man? What's the best way to do it?
Yeah, so cell phone is 864-551-0512, and then obviously Twitter at Finley Fit Golf, you know, DM or just at me in a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So this will be my last hoorah this year with as far as going to events, and then we'll get fired back up next year. So it's almost football season, so I got to be done with all this golf stuff.
Well, here's the thing, man. We talked about this with the juniors. Hey, with the summer and the tournament schedule over, the fall's when you got to do your work. You get in the gym. Be better, make 18 your best year ever.
Fall's when you start to grind, especially when it gets cold outside. You know, you might only be playing 9 holes instead of 18. You dedicate, you know, hour and 15 minutes to the gym. That way, when you come back in the spring, you're already ready.
I'll tell you this. There's one drawback to it. This morning, my wife had to brush my teeth for me. I couldn't lift my arms. My wife had to brush my teeth for me. So I couldn't lift
that's
my
perfect.
Arms. I'm without deodorant today because I can't lift my arms up to put deodorant on. So that's good.
That's what. Just get Zach a little spray bottle. Just walk in and be like, Zach, one of those days, buddy.
Had to steer clear of me today. Hey, have a great, safe trip. We'll see you in Charlotte. Good luck with your guys. Rory going to win this way? Who's going to win?
Of course. Yeah, I think Rory's going to run away with it. I watched him yesterday, and of course, all I got to do is see him make one birdie, and you know, I'm tweeting 59.
59, watch.
But no, he's the thing with JP was interesting. I didn't really understand why until his press conference, where you know, him and JP just were on the same page. He probably got misclubbed more than anybody on tour, and I'm not sure how much that was him, how much that was JP. But I don't know. He was free and fluid yesterday. He was making some putts, which he hasn't done this year. So, and he loves the golf course. Every time he goes there, he's in contention. And I honestly think it's too long for Spieth. I know he's pretty accurate as far as when he gets up to the green, but I think he's going to have to be so good off the tee, and he really hasn't been lately. So I would look for Rory and DJ, obviously, out the gate, and then somebody like John Rahm, maybe. He's played there before and played really well. So it's going to be a bomber, though. Going to be a guy that puts it out there 320-340.
Andrew, would you consider a guy like Steph Curry to be a big threat this weekend?
I don't know about Steph, but Seth went to Duke, so I gotta have higher expectations for him if he makes it on tour. But no, Steph actually didn't play bad yesterday. I was kind of, you know, against it, I guess, at first. I was like, oh, he's gonna go shoot 85-83, and he took a spot from a kid, but I don't know. He played well. We'll see. I still don't really know how I feel about that, though.
All right, brother. You're the best, man. I'll be able to brush my teeth Monday morning, I'm hoping. We'll see you.
Hey, that'll be perfect. You need a break from that anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Better fitness, but terrible teeth. Hey, man, appreciate it. Have a great, safe trip. We'll see you in Charlotte.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Finley Fitgoff. Finley Fitgoff.
He's the biggest fangirl of Rory on Twitter. I don't know if you've
yeah,
followed
but
that.
You say, but you're Tiger. You're a Tiger fangirl.
I know, and it's funny to see that with somebody else.
You know why? Because he said Rory crushes it in the gym. I mean, have you seen Rory up close? Rory's a tiny little fella.
Yeah.
Like, Rory's like 5'9"-ish.
So demeaning.
He could post up Philpott, but that's it.
Just a tiny little fella.
Him just a little fella. Yeah. Him just a little fella. But he can still post up Philpott. I know that. But besides that, Rory's is a cut up little pine knot, man, you know?
That guy looks at a golf ball the right way, and Finley's like, hey, this weekend's the weekend.
That's it. He put his glove on his left hand this week. That's it. Whoa. He's ready. Dude, you can't talk. You're the same way with Tiger.
At least Maya has a realistic shot, you know?
Tiger does?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's working out.
You know, back in the day, he had a shot. He's in the gym again. I don't know if you saw the pictures.
No.
He's in there.
Uh-oh. Look out.
He's putting his nose in the grindstone.
Look out.
See you at the championship.
We'll take a break, our final break of the week. We'll come back. I still have time for a phone call, a text, and a tweet. Whichever you want to do, do it in the final segment right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do, and enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Every cup of Bojangles iced tea is slowly steeped in small batches, and that's why only Bojangles tea is legendary. For a limited time, get a 32-ounce cup of our freshly steeped iced tea for just $1. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Hey Clemson, Seneca, Oconee, surrounding areas. It's time to raise your internet speed limit. Introducing 100 megabit per second internet from Northland. Now you can stream, shop, and stay connected with internet speeds 4 times faster than ever before. It enables students to get faster internet speeds. It enables them to connect with family back home. And it gets families ready for students about ready to leave home for college. Northland also provides business services with over 1 gig of fiber solutions. Multiple users and devices perform better with faster speeds. So go ahead, merge out of the slow lane and experience 100 meg internet from Northland today. Come home to connect. Come home to Northland. Visit getnorthland.com/speedup or stop by your local Northland office to learn more. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds may vary. Limited time offer. Other taxes and fees may apply.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Are you looking for a dependable used car with a warranty? The Ford Certified Pre-Owned models at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla might be just what you need. All certified Fords come with a 172-point inspection by factory-trained technicians and a factory-backed 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive limited warranty. Family-owned for 55 years. Ford Sales and Service. That's Edwards Auto Sales. Located on Highway 28 in Walhalla.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah!
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Getting ready for the weekend. You see how clean shaven I look today? My baby face. Looking like a beautiful, beautiful man over here. That's because I used Harry's razors yesterday and really cleaned up nice for football practice. Wanted to impress. I went to dinner last night and guys were like, "Hey man, you look so young." Larry Williams yesterday, "You look so young." I appreciate that. The reason is because of Harry's razors and his clean, smooth baby face I have now. Thanks to Harry's razors. Over 3 million men have switched. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And it's not a lot of money here. Here's what we're talking about. Harry's is so confident, they're going to give you their blades. They're going to give you their free trial set. All you had to do is just cover just a few bucks for shipping. The ergonomic razor handle, the 5 precision engineered blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the travel blade cover. Now, we partner with Harry's and Harry's.com to give you this incredible offer. All you need to do is go to Harry's.com/Mickey. Order that now. Don't wait. Do it now. Get the free trial set. Just pay a few bucks for shipping. You get the handle, the blade, the shave gel, the travel blade cover. You go to Harry's.com/Mickey. That's Harry's.com/Mickey. Don't wait. Get started today with our good friends at Harry's. Texter asked, why is McSorley a punk? It's the little crazy celebrations that he does. The home run. He does the home run swing. He does the salute stuff. He does a few little celebrations. The phone call. He did a little phone call thing. Right? Didn't he do one of those?
It's some kind of nonsense like that.
It's just, it's kind of who he is.
What are you going to do?
Got a little phone call thing in there. I don't know what that's about.
He's a nice little player.
Skip writes in, I love warm-ups with Jarman when he was lay his head on the rim or touch the top of the backboard. It was one of my favorites growing up.
What was his vertical at?
44. Brian says, most amazing thing was seeing Jarman in warm-ups stand flat-footed, leap up on a dunk with his arm parallel to the floor at the rim. He was only 6'6". But, man, the way that guy jumped, just it was fun to see. I remember it as a kid. Seth said, hey, Mr. Orr, 24, tell Mickey Plowler, don't sleep on Tiger Woods. Tiger's not done, but he's done for a while. Talk to me in April.
See you in April is exactly right.
March. You're thinking March. He's got to play before April, right?
He'll probably do that whole stretch thing again where he plays in the Bahamas and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll see you when it matters.
Let me recap our Clemson football stuff quickly from what we saw yesterday. I touched on it. We talked 2 hours of football today from practice. First and foremost, you give the staff a lot of credit because there's depth everywhere and there's just a bunch of bodies at a bunch of different positions. Here's what I mean by that, Zach. You can say at cornerback, Ryan Carter, Marcus Edmond, Mark Fields, Travion Mullen, Kayvon Wallace, A.J. Terrell, and LeAnthony Williams. There's 7 cornerbacks, and that includes Dawkins and Trapp. There's 7 cornerbacks right now I'd feel pretty good about putting out there. Remember when you didn't have one or you had one or two? There's 7 now. Position like defensive tackle. Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins, Albert Huggins, Niles Pinckney. Now I think you go with, Jabril Robinson is 5. Sterling Johnson's a pretty good looking kid at 6. And then Williams. Jordan Williams is 7. There's 7 defensive tackles you feel good about right now. How many wide receivers you want? Kane, Higgins, Thompson, Overton, Renfro, Chase, McCloud, Powell, Rodgers. There's 9 wide receivers you feel good about right now. You feel decent enough about Feaster and about Fuller and about Choice and Etienne maybe. there's four running backs. You feel decent about it. On the offensive line, I would feel decent about right now. Hyatt, Ankrum, Pollard, Crowder, Morris, Hearn, Simpson, Fossinelli, and I'm going to go with Cervenka. There's nine offensive linemen you feel decent about putting out there right now.
I like that.
So, A, you give this staff a tremendous amount of credit for the talent acquisition. Next, you give Joey Batson and his guys a lot of credit, and the players are credit for working these things out, because the bodies and the player development of seeing these guys, the nutritionist, seeing these guys come in and working the way they work and getting their bodies the way they are. Of course, if you're not, you're not going to play. Simple as that. But this team looks like a big body, deep football team. You don't have Deshaun Watson. You don't have Wayne Gallman. You don't have Artavis Scott or Mike Williams. I don't know if you have that alpha dog at wide receiver. I don't know if you have that. You don't have Jordan Leggett at tight end. Even though Mylon Richard looked really good yesterday. To me, the storylines yesterday, Kelly Bryant, Hunter Johnson, Tavion Feaster, T. Higgins, Amari Rodgers, Mylon Richard, John Simpson, A.J. Terrell, were the eight that I really noticed yesterday.
This is a fun question that everybody loves to ask. Is there a guy that stood out to you that you didn't expect to stand out that you expect to be a contributor this year?
Mylon Richard.
That's the guy?
Yep.
I like that.
Caught the football really, really, really well. Like the lights come on. Like that's just one day, man. Again, the disclaimer. I shouldn't have to do it, but the disclaimer, one day and it's in shorts. You don't win football games on day one. You don't win football games in shorts.
No, but for the first time all summer, we're talking legit Clemson football.
Right, we saw it.
This is what happened.
Yeah, we saw it.
So that's exciting times.
Yeah. Still got a lot to do. By the way, hadn't blocked anybody.
No.
Doesn't do any. The idea of blocking doesn't cross his mind. I used to do, Stanton Secretary's a good friend of mine. I used to tell him all the time, you know how your mom would talk about asparagus? Like, try it, you might like it. I go, hey, Stanton, man, try blocking. You might like it. Who knows? He never thought that was too funny. I never understood why he didn't think that was too funny. So who knows, man? Maybe Mylon Richard, try blocking somebody. Maybe, who knows? You might like it. Who knows? Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Today, I forgive all the Tiger fans who got all fired up. We read all of the Tiger Net stuff, Tiger Illustrated stuff, CU Tiger stuff, the 247 Tiger stuff, the Clemson Insider stuff. Everybody talks about it. Everybody looks great. We're in shorts. I forgive the Tiger fans for getting a little bit excited. At least it was football. But a little bit excited about everything, because there's a lot to be excited about. There's a lot of really good-looking football players out there right now. No Deshaun Watson, but boy, a bunch of Baylen Specters and Logan Rudolphs and Van Smiths and Tanner Muses and Trey Lamars and Shaq Smiths and Dexter Lawrences and Christian Wilkins and Mullins and Kayvon Wallace's and, I mean, Huggins and Pinkney. I mean, there's just good-looking football players. And this staff really evaluated really, really well. So that's good. We finished the week up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, the year 1936, the location Berlin, Germany, the 36 Summer Games. Jesse Owens wins his second gold on his way to four, right in front of big old stupid Adolf Hitler and his master Aryan race. Jesse Owens, the black American, goes over and wins four gold medals today. He won the long jump, for his second one of the four that he would win. So right in Adolf's face, and it's a great little day in American history.
Absolutely. Sean, what you got for me over there?
All right, so today in Yankees history, Darryl Strawberry joins the Yankees in 1995.
I like it, man. Straw. You got to give guys second chances and third chances and fourth chances and fifth chances in Straw. One of the best 30 for 30s ever. See Gooden, Dwight Gooden and Darryl Strawberry. I think Strawberry's a decent guy. I know he made some mistakes and all this kind of stuff. I think kind of a soft-hearted guy there. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. The way, anything you need, by the way, in Clemson, the full-service real estate is EricNewton.com. The way that you take care of football and the way you don't have drop-offs in football is you go out and you sign great players. Yesterday, Clemson announced the release of seven of the financial aid agreements. Mike Jones four-star linebacker, Darnell Jeffries, four-star defensive tackle, Darion Kendrick, four-star wide receiver, Brendan Galloway, three-star tight end, Josh Belt, three-star defensive tackle, five-star Xavier Thomas, defensive end, five-star Trevor Lawrence, quarterback. That's how you do it. You go out, and now those aren't binding. Those are just financial aid agreements. They're not legally bound to Clemson yet, but that's how you go out and do it. I enjoyed today's